Tonight, migrants seeking asylum arrive at all hours in New York City. Officials are racing to come up with a plan to help care for them.
We've opened 13 hotels to increase our capacity. We're looking at every single option that we have.
Officials say more than 6,000 have come already in the last 3 months. Early this morning, two buses from Texas pulling into the Port Authority in Manhattan, carrying 78 people, among them at least 15 children, one just 2 months old, and a pregnant woman, days from delivery. She was taken to a hospital. Nightline meeting 18-year-old Amaro just after he got here last week. I'm still a boy who's very young. I hope to have better opportunities here, he says. It took him 2 months to reach Texas from Venezuela. With more and more children on those buses, today city officials announced a program called Project Open Arms to try and quickly integrate some 1,000 migrant children into New York City public schools, simplifying the enrollment process and calling for more bilingual teachers. Officials also had a message for Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who has been sending the buses on a one-way trip without coordinating with officials at their destinations.
We're asking the governor to please stop and let all of us work together to figure out how we can best provide the assistance that these human beings need.